AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve decided not to change a key interest rate. Fed Chair Jerome Powell's term is wrapping up next month. What's next for him?
After my term as chair ends on May 15, I will continue to serve as a governor for a period of time to be determined. I plan to keep a low profile as a governor. There's only ever one chair of the Federal Reserve Board. When Kevin Warsh is confirmed and sworn in, he will be that chair.
Powell has been at odds with President Trump. Warsh received the approval of the Senate Banking Committee. Democrats confronted Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for the first time since the Iran war started. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
As the Pentagon revealed during a House hearing that the war has cost $25 billion, California's John Garamendi and other Democrats ripped it as a blunder with unclear goals.
You have been lying to the American public about this war from day one, and so has the president.
Hegseth fired back.
Who are you cheering for here? Who are you pulling for?
In a tense exchange with top panel Democrat Adam Smith, Hegseth insisted the U.S. obliterated Iran's nuclear facilities last year.
We had to start this war, you just said, 60 days ago, because the nuclear weapon was an imminent threat. Now you're saying that it was completely obliterated?
They had not given up their nuclear ambitions.
Hegseth says lawmakers criticizing the war pose a big challenge to the military.
The biggest adversary we face at this point.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority ruled a majority black congressional district in Louisiana relied too heavily on race. This is Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock.
This Trump Supreme Court just threw out the protections that were earned by the civil rights movement.
Oil prices keep moving higher because of the Iran war. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports King Charles and Queen Camilla are in New York.
Here at the National 9/11 Memorial, honoring victims of the attacks, Charles and Camilla are on a closely watched diplomatic trip to the U.S., marking the 250th anniversary of the country declaring independence from England. The king laying a bouquet of white flowers here at the memorial reflecting pool with a note and the royal couple meeting with 9/11 first responders and victims' families. Also, as part of the trip, Camilla visits the New York Public Library, where she'll deliver a Roo doll for the library's collection of Winnie the Pooh stuffed animals as the children's character turns 100. Charles goes to a nonprofit in Harlem doing community work. The royal couple also attends a reception at Rockefeller Center for a charity Charles founded supporting young people, the King's Trust. In Lower Manhattan at the 9/11 Memorial, I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.